How are you doing?
Everything okay? I'm great. How are you guys doing?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Good. I'm smiling through everything.
When the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships in, tune into this podcast.
This one here.
Where you are the official friend.
That new little flourish in there is still throwing me for a little bit, but I like it. I like it.
Josh, where's your blue shirt?
Larry and I
are wearing our blue shirts, but you're not wearing your blue shirt.
No, it's purple. It's close. It's a shade of, it has blue in
we're
it.
We're the blue shirt group. And I have some Yaff crap in my hand. This is your artificial friend's mug having a hot latte in here.
Yeah. Ooh, hot latte in there. Nice. Mm-hmm. So it's not just used to grow marijuana plants. All right.
Not anymore.
Hi, everybody.
It's not just for pot plants anymore. Hi, Larry. Welcome in.
Yeah.
I think I might stick around for this one.
Okay, good. Last week, Larry was in the sixth circle of hell.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad timing. Bad timing. And you know, if somebody hadn't forced us to go so early, it would have been fine.
Yeah, I thought about that after. I'm like, should we postpone? Should we wait a little while until Larry gets out of the shit?
That's all right. You know what was really fun about it is I was in maybe half the episode. I was around for Hot Pie Talk. That was the best part.
That was the most important part, really. After that, after that, we didn't even need to do the podcast.
I still, you know, listen to the podcast every week just because I enjoy hearing us and our shenanigans.
So
plus,
you're the
I like
one.
To. Larry's
also our listener.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, if you get a chance, can you like us on Facebook?
And leave a
review.
Multiple fake accounts, and I have reviewed it many times. But this time, as opposed to just sitting there and laughing at my own good jokes and making notes about you two, I got to hear stuff I wasn't familiar with. It was like half of a brand new podcast for me.
Good. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I realized something. I tell you what, it needed more Larry. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't? Yeah. Honestly. Well, I'm glad you're out of it because Larry, if you missed last week, Larry was stealing. Larry's basically the Ramrod of KF 101. He's their boy Friday. And we've got Aaron, they've got Larry.
Yeah. And, it's basically when anything goes wrong, I'm the first person people go to because I work in the studio, I basically know how things operate in there, while our program director, who is brilliant and great and I love working for, not an on-air guy. Just not. So most of the time things that go wrong usually have something to do with something technical, which I am not. I'm not an engineer, but I will tell you that I knew more about what was going on than our engineers did that weekend. So that was frustrating because, anyway, it's all worked out.
Good.
I guess.
I'm so glad. Welcome to the program. Before we started here, I appreciate your indulgence. I got a call from the pet hospital.
Well, before you tell us, I also want to point out that here's how he started the podcast. Me and Andy were the first ones on, and we were waiting for Larry, and we're just sitting here.
I was taking a poop.
Like 30 seconds in, all of a sudden Andy's phone rings, and he goes, oh, it's the doctor. Hold on. And he takes his headphones off, and I'm like, oh my God, he's going to start talking to his doctor. Do I listen to this? I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah, because you thought it was going to be his doctor.
I'm
going to be cancer talk.
I know. I'm like,
that
I don't
you were
hear
privy
anything.
To.
Yeah. I'm like, I probably shouldn't be on this call, Andy. And he just dives right in. Hey, doc, what's going on? I'm like, But yeah, it was the vet. So
talking about Tuxie.
Yep.
Dropped him off an hour ago at the vet. And Tuxie, you know, his brother, Fuego, passed away a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Tuxie, he's like 17, 18 years old.
That's up there for a cat, man.
Yeah. And so he's rounding the curve. And this guy is saying that, you know, he's lost like 20% of his weight. And he's got a sore on his mouth and so forth that we noticed. That's the reason we brought him in. And he was just telling me about the thousands of dollars worth of tests that he wants to run.
Yeah, what little we were actually paying attention to, all Josh and I heard was just the sound of a cash register chinging in the background.
I just heard dollar bills being shredded.
Yeah. I actually asked Josh if he wanted to make a bet, what was going to be the bigger bill, Andy's cancer treatment or the vet bill after you get done with Tuxie. So.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's the way that's headed.
Yeah. Well, so we wish Tuxie the best. Yes. Please pass along our best wishes.
Yeah.
Thank you kindly.
Our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Yeah. So once I get off, that's them calling on the other line right now to tell me how much this is going to cost.
Oh, can we listen to that?
You want to just make it part of the podcast?
No, that's what I want to listen to.
No, I think I'm going to delay that for a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah. We want Andy in at least a reasonable mood, he's grunting at us the whole rest of the hour.
He saw that call. He saw that call and was like, nah, I think I'm actually going to go work on the front steps for a little bit.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's been quite a week for healthcare ups and downs, the roller coaster of it. Do you remember the Rodney Dangerfield joke of, I go to the doctor and he says, hey, you got cancer. I said, oh, I want a second opinion. He goes, okay, you're also ugly. That's how I've felt this last week. I went on Monday for a second opinion on my situation. And when
he told you you're ugly,
he said
I was ugly.
All right.
This guy said, and he's like the expert, you know, regional expert on lymphoma, on the tough cases. They send them all to him. And I go in to see him, and he's like, yeah, we got to cut it out. We got to cut your spleen out. We got to get it out.
Jeez.
I'm like, wow. Okay.
Sounds like my vet. Said,
you got three options. You know, you could do nothing. And just, you know, we don't call it doing nothing. We call it active surveillance. But, you know, we just wait and watch. Or you could go and have radiation, which I don't recommend because, you know, I think it's going to irradiate your stomach and your, you know, colon and everything around there as well and cause you all sorts of problems. I think that's a bad idea. I think getting it out of there, I think that's the way to be sure about it. I think you just get it out of there. You just yank it out. I'll tie a rope around it and just zip it out of there.
Now, is that the thing you don't need? Do you need your spleen?
You can live without, you can easily live without your spleen, but you have to, take a lot of medication and to help. Dissolve stuff.
Well, your spleen is your, it's like the power plant of your immune system. You will not make antibodies the rest of your life
if they take the spleen out. I thought it was a digestive thing.
No, it cleans the blood and you know, makes antibodies and so forth. So I would be immunocompromised the rest of my life. I get a sniffle. I got to go into the hospital and get, you know, antibodies, monoclonal antibodies for that. Incredibly dangerous. So anyway, talking to this guy, and I'm like, what about the guy I talked to about the radiation seemed pretty confident. He goes, well, of course he's going to advocate for that. Now, that's what he does. He's not going to tell you, the surgery or anything else. I said, yeah, but, you know, I kind of want the wide receiver that always wants the ball. You know, that instills confidence in me, number one. Number two, he sounded pretty confident that he could, you know, not totally blast my guts with everything. He goes, well, you know, I'll talk to one of my colleagues about that and so forth. But I'm still, you know, I still think that, you know, taking it out is the way to go. Very nice guy, but... You know, he was basically making posters in the office of, down with spleens. I mean, he was like, the guy was pretty gung-ho about it. So I go and I see my doctor on Friday, right? Yesterday. I go in and I talk to her and I'm expecting she's, you know, will have been won over by him and they're all going to be on this boat. And I'm still thinking, you know, if we got to do something, I'm thinking we should do, you know, the radiation. And I go in to talk to her, and she said, yeah, I talked to him. I said, uh-huh. She said, yeah, he really changed his tune over the course of the week. He's, you know, kind of softened it. He doesn't think your spleen should come out now. I'm like, what? Well, that's fantastic.
Had I not said even a little bit, he would have been like, let's get her out of there. Let's just jerk it on out. Like, no problem.
He would have tied a rope to his bumper and yanked that thing out.
Put it on
now.
The other end on a doorknob and pulled it.
Yeah. What do you say, Andy? You want to do it right now? Let's go.
So, oops. Oh, hey.
Another call?
No. They're trying to call me from the hospital. Hold, please.
Okay, all right.
And we're back.
Hey, oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your indulgence there. Second time I made you wait. But I think they're going to leave us alone because they're going to be busy spending my money.
Wow. I saw you take out 4 different credit cards. Uh-huh. Was it that bad?
Yeah, it was that bad. Uh-huh. For Tuxie, we were talking about my health. Tuxie, my cat. 18-year-old cat. He needs today. Where did I write it? I forget where. I don't even know where I wrote it down. He needs today to have X-rays, urinalysis, blood panel, and blood pressure. Today is going to be $971.
Woo!
And then they want to come back on Tuesday after he's fasted and do an abdominal ultrasound and a GI panel. Oh, no. That's going to be $1,039. So we're talking over $2,000. My next call, can you guys hold while I talk to my mortgage broker?
I want to remind everybody again, that's yaffcrap.com. Buy your mug now and buy it often. Yeah. Yaffcrap, YAFcrap.com.
That's right.
And there will be a little donation window for Tuxie.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see a bunch of new merchandise go up on the store this week.
Yeah, you might see a cat go up for adoption.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah, there's no maximum out of pocket for a cat. This is the problem there. Where were we? Oh, we were talking about my health. Just to sum up, this guy's, by the end of the week, he's softened entirely, says, doesn't think the spleen should come out. We're going to wait. Next month, I'm going to have another scan, and we're going to see. And if it's the same or improved, then great. It's just observation for me, and I'm effectively cured. And if it's if they see something in the spleen, well, then we zap it with radiation. If they see something everywhere, then I go in the hospital. They rip out the spleen and give me chemo and stem cell transplants and all that. The works. I get the whole buffet if it comes back in force. But the plan for right now is to just. Wait. Kind of believe that I'm cured and hope that the next one's better. So
When's the next check? When's the next checkup? When's the next?
End of September, 5 weeks from now, something like that. Yeah.
Well, at least there's a plan as opposed to just something floating around, free-floating anxiety of, well, what do we do?
Exactly. And to know that there's somebody in this town that wants one of my organs.
Yeah.
You know,
it's been a long time. There's nobody in your house that wants one of your organs. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I assume. Okay, let's move on to something else.
That's good stuff. So now it's comforting in a way to know that the person in worst health in my house is my cat.
I'm a little concerned if you have to do the radiation. I did hear him say that there will there be some radiation going on in your colon?
No. Well, that's the thing is that he talked to.
I want you dropping like Hulk poops.
that's crazy. By the way, Hulk poops will be the title of this.
Hulk. You know what? But nobody talks about that in the Marvel Universe. At some point, when Dr. Banner is in Hulk form, he's likely to have to go, right?
To bust a grumpy somewhere,
it,
sure.
Well, let me tell you. Well, let me ask. Is it?
Hulk,
we know
Hulk
it's
smash.
Big. Is it green? Is the point? Is what I'm wondering. Is the Hulk poop green?
Can you imagine the sound of him on the toilet? Hulk smash! Splash! Hulk splash!
Excuse Hulk!
Meanwhile, Hulk. in the DC universe, the Thing is going, it's clobbering that toilet time! Let me keep going. All right.
The BM universe.
When I go to the bathroom, they call me Dr. Doom. I'm just saying.
Do they? They call me Iron Man.
Well, here we go.
This week's feces segment is brought to you by Marvel.
We have fun.
Hey, whoo! It's good stuff. Good fun stuff.
Yes. You guys talked about the Flash last week, bagging on the Flash. That was the part still that surprised me. I loved the Flash when I was growing up.
Why? He doesn't.
He's fast.
Yeah, but he's like a dorkier Peter Parker. He's like a dorkier Peter Parker.
They have seven seasons of the Flash TV show now.
Well, that's one of the original kind of golden age of DC Comics. The Flash was a big deal, part of the Justice League of America.
Yeah, wearing a stupid World War One helmet with wings on the side of it.
All right.
Didn't he? When he started out, he had like a World War One.
I mean, if you go back to like all the original ones, those are the goofiest freaking uniforms, big bright colors and giant helmets. Has anybody seen Suicide Squad, the new Suicide Squad?
No.
John Cena's character, the Peacemaker, is actually an old throwback character that DC inherited from a previous defunct comic that they bought out, and they just kind of kept the big dumb metalhead on this guy. He's like a renegade Captain America. He's like, you know, he kills people, but he's constantly talking about, I'll do anything and kill anyone to keep the peace. He's that kind of character. And he's the goofiest freaking looking thing you've ever seen, and it's glorious.
Have you seen the movie? Is it good?
I have.
How is it?
Oh, it's outrageously good and so insanely gory and disgusting and awesome.
Good.
There is, pushes the envelope of good taste while at the same time being hilarious and fun to watch. It's the same guy who did the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, but just amped up 1,000. It's really freaking good. It's really good. Yeah.
I've heard it was better than the first one.
Oh, by leaps and bounds. By leaps and bounds.
However, Margot Robbie was in the first one, so.
She's in this one.
Is she?
Yeah, she's still there. She's Harley Quinn.
Whoever complained about Margot Robbie?
I don't know.
I was like, what's wrong
with
you?
She was about the only good thing in the first one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
They also did Birds of Prey, too, so that's kind of like the second Suicide Squad.
That was her kind of standalone thing as Harley Quinn. Right.
Well, fellas, not all heroes wear capes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Something that came to mind this week that I wanted to ask you about. I was just kind of reflecting on how great it is to have a guy when you need something done around the house, a specific thing, to have your guy. I had an electrician, my electrician friend Chris, come over yesterday. Had a couple of outlets that went wonky in the bedroom. And when I get, I'll do a lot of fix-it stuff around the house, right? Which we've covered in some detail. But when it comes to an issue of complicated electricity or, some touchy plumbing going on, I always call in the guy, because that's stuff that I don't want to fool with. You don't want to flood your house, and you certainly don't want to electrocute yourself. So I called him in to take care of stuff, and it was glorious because I'm like, I called you in for that outlet there, and that's only half working, and that outlet there where stuff won't, the plugs won't stick in it anymore. It's just too loose. And it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway when you plug something in there.
And, I know that feeling.
That's the nicest use of that analogy.
No wonder
ever.
Nobody wants his organ.
So I don't stick my junk in it. I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, when I put my prongs in the receptacle.
Is this the outlet you spilled the wine on?
Spill the wine.
Oh, boy.
Get there.
Tell the story.
No. Oh, God.
So I have him check those things out. And while he's there, I'm like, hey, you know what? I've got a a light switch in the bathroom, and it's like one is powers everything and the other one doesn't do it. Could you have a look at that? And so he goes in and he looks at that. I'm like, you know what? I've got one more thing. There's an open transformer in my son's closet. Could you tell me if that's safe or not? Like, I'm taking him around the house. One more thing. Would you look at? And it's just great to have an expert, to have a guy who knows what's going on. When there's a plumbing issue, I call Oscar. Yep. Get Oscar over here. He's my guy.
I love Oscar.
He handles things. I was just reflecting on, you know, and my time is valuable. And I you know, Laura has taught me over time now to just have somebody do the stuff that you don't have the time to do. That then they're probably better at it than you are. They have the equipment. Just have the guy do these kind of things. So I very much enjoy that. And I was wondering about your thoughts about that. And while you're formulating your thoughts, I thought I'd share this. I was talking to him about, you know, Chris, the electrician, and he was talking about, yeah, you know, actually this, you know, COVID thing has been a little bit of a blessing because I've gotten a lot of work done in my home. Like I did my own bathroom and, you know, totally redid it. And I did everything, except there's one thing that I don't like to do. And I'm like, what was that? He said, the tile. like, you know, I was just contemplating doing some tile on the front steps. But yeah, there's even stuff that the guy won't do. He'll call in a guy. It's like, right. You know, the cleaning lady that comes and cleans your house. Our cleaning lady has a cleaning lady who comes and cleans her house. Because it's the last thing she wants to do after she's been cleaning other people's houses.
Even
all
a guy has a guy. You're right. Yeah, everybody needs a guy.
Do you think the cleaning lady pays her cleaning lady more than she makes, or do you think she insists that the cleaning lady to the cleaning lady make less than the original cleaning lady?
Oh yeah, she probably stands over and like.
Well,
you know,
no, I mean like pay wise, she goes, okay, I make $100 or whatever when I do this house. I don't think it's actual. It doesn't make sense for me to pay $105 to this lady to clean my house because I might as well just stay home and clean my house for free. Yeah. I'm losing $5.
She probably chains somebody to the radiator and makes them.
maybe she's got an apprentice that she has to do it. Do they have a training system in that industry? It took a while to find our guys here in Cambria because everybody moves at a slightly, there is such a thing they refer to here as Cambria time, which is when they say, you know how like the cable guy, they give you a big window. I mean, they've narrowed it down at Spectrum. They'll say noon to four, right? It's still a pretty big window, but at least it's better than an 8-hour window like it used to be.
There's still, when they give you that, it's still a 50-50 shot that they'll show up in that window. They'll still be 2 hours late.
Yeah. In Cambria, they'll tell you, I'll be there tomorrow around noon, and it's going to be 1:30. It's just, they give you a specific time, and they're never on time. And sometimes they don't show up, and you track them down, and they go, I got caught up on another job. Apparently, they haven't perfected the art of cell phone use in this area. So that happens a lot. But we found a guy. We found Antonio is a guy who has been doing we have some issues sometimes where we need trees cut down because they're dying or they're going to fall on us or they almost fell on us and that sort of thing. But he's just like a man of all trades, handyman guy. Everything we've thrown at him, he's been amazing at. And we've got Potter Plumbing, which is a company, but they literally live a block over. Nice family. You can see their truck right in front of their house. They are awesome. They're honest. They've never charged us. It's probably been the most reasonable plumbing charge I've ever seen in my life. Sometimes they don't even charge us if it's something like, I had that part. That's fine. It's like, nobody does that. No,
right.
No labor. They just figure, you're going to need me back, and I'm not going to nickel and dime you for this dumb stuff.
That's what Chris did. He's, you know, I said, so how much do I owe you for this? He's like, $75. Like, you just changed out two outlets and then troubleshot, you know, another switch and a transfer, all that stuff. You spent an hour here doing all of those things. Seriously? He's like, yeah. He goes, you're a friend. And he goes, I know you'll call me back. You call me every time. $75. So I'm like, that's unbelievable.
Oscar does that, but I stole one of Andy's plumbing guys, and I've had him over here like 4 or 5 times, and there's been a couple times where he's just like, yeah, that's no problem. You don't have to worry about that. And I'm like, well, okay, well, what I, and he's like, don't worry about it. Just give me a call next time. You know, just let me know. And I'm like, I'll tell you what, dude.
Fucker, he makes me pay double.
I'm like, let me give you $20 or something, at least just so I can buy you lunch for coming over and do it. You know what I mean? Just looking, spending 5 minutes looking. And he's like, okay, fine. Just give me $20.
That's a good thing. We had some estimates done for a somewhat small painting job. But Charlotte was smart enough to get three people out here because she knows that can really get up there. And one was an established company in the area with ads everywhere. You just knew that was going to be expensive. And one local guy and another kind of regional company with but fewer locations, right? So the local guy, great price, but you know, there's not a lot of ways to check on how he's done good jobs in the past. There's the, you know, he's not an established guy necessarily. Medium guy was like a little more expensive, but seemed pretty solid and had some good reviews. And that looks like a good one. But the one with multiple locations and all the ads and everything, double what either one of those guys was estimating. And they wanted my spleen. What the fuck is that?
What?
They wanted to take my spleen out.
That's not called.
That seems like too much.
That seems excessive.
Yeah. So we're going to wait.
You got a second opinion.
Instead of an arm and a leg, we're taking an organ. Yeah. Here's the thing that's been happening lately. You know, we have the fence in front of the house, right? No, the wrought iron fence. And people leave different things, you know, attached to it just constantly. Every week there's something tied to the fence or stuck in between.
Yeah. Hold on. You can't like, just
here's a small child?
Okay. Here's a menu for a pizza place. Oh, okay. Here's a menu for this.
Here's a bag of flaming poop.
I was going to say, here's my dog dirt. Yeah.
some people's heads impaled on the fleur de lis.
Didn't somebody leave coffee out there one time? You were more than happy to take that.
Drank it down. Yeah.
I have no idea where it came from.
I found a pair of dress shoes out there one time. I swear to God, one of the last times I came over, there was a pair of dress shoes.
I'm wearing them now.
some idiot left a pie on the door doorstop there.
No, this last week, there were like three different painters left index cards with like hand printed, pintura or whatever, on there. And two people left tree trimming cards on the thing. I'm like, people must think my house looks like hell.
Nobody in the neighborhood has anything on their fence. It's just literally paint.
Just me.
They're just targeting the jankiest houses in the neighborhood. No, that's not true. Your house looks well kept and neat and trim and lovely. I don't know what they're talking about.
Except for them front steps. I hear it all the
time.
Those
jaggedy front steps look like climbing Mordor over there. Thank you. Lord of the Rings reference. Very proud of that.
I'm going to Floor and Decor and More. Get some tile. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go get the tile, bring it back here, and then you know what I'm going to do?
See if somebody puts something on your fence.
I'm gonna get a guy.
Look for a tile guy.
Stack all the tiles around the steps, and then just wait for those fence postings to start rolling in. Because you'll get guys will be like, "Hey, do you need something tiled? I can come over and do it." You know, I mean, just wait for those cards to come in.
Yeah, let's see, sod, plumbing. Yeah, finally, there's got to be a tile guy at some point. So looking forward to that. There is a construction project here at the Chanley compound.
Isn't there always really?
Your
house is like the city of San Francisco. There's just always something being dug up and built.
It's like the Pennsylvania Turnpike. There's always someone standing there with a shovel in his house.
it's going to be fantastic when we're through with it. Today, it's been on hiatus for many months because I had the cancer. But today we're getting back into it. It's the dollhouse.
That has been a while.
Final construction. I would really like to wrap up all the gluing and the construction part of the revamp of the dollhouse today.
Get all that phasia up.
Get it all done. Get it ready and have it ready to be sanded and painted. I want the ladies, if that's not a sexist thing to say, I want Laura and Vivian to go and get the wallpaper and the carpet and the paint.
Oh,
and
the women's
colors.
Work. Yeah.
The women's work.
Are you going to go down to the lumber store and get a bunch of little pieces of wood and carry them on your back up the street?
Yeah. Just tiny, tiny little pieces. On
shoulder. Up on your shoulder.
No, I'm going to have it delivered. you imagine there's a truck pulls up, the big flatbed truck. My package is just a little tiny bundle, and about 2 inches square.
And you tell them, boys, you can go ahead and put it over here.
Here's a little something for your trouble. Thank you. That is the pinnacle of eccentricity. When you're getting a pallet of tiny popsicle sticks delivered. That's good stuff. Woo! So what wish me luck as major construction begins once again.
Very exciting.
It's pretty exciting stuff.
Have people been leaving little cards for like dollhouse repair in the place?
You imagine?
Like, when's this effing guy going to finish his job? All the neighbors are talking about it. Like, Jesus, what an eyesore back there. When's this guy going to get his shit together? Look at the gutters on that hunk of crap.
He needs new tiles on that dollhouse. telling you right now.
Hey, Andy, could we dip into the Yafsack since we didn't get a chance last week? Would you
absolutely?
Have time?
And we have a couple of phone calls as well. Why don't you, for a change, go first if you're ready to?
Yeah,
go
that's
first
what I
with
thought.
The Yafsack, and what is that address if people would care to reach out in that manner?
Yeah, if you'd like to pass along any of your items for the White Trash Cookbook, if you have any wacky thoughts or follow ups to anything we talk about in the podcast that you don't want to commit to on the phone calls.
Or you want to recommend a guy.
Yeah,
if you got a guy.
In fact, Oliver did recommend a guy. The subject line was oncologist, but it sounds like you got that covered, Andy. Okay. So
yeah, we're all full up.
Yeah, but thank you, Oliver.
They're fighting over me. They're fighting over my organs, playing tug of war with my spleen.
The email address is your
please
artificial.
Ring the bell. Playing tug of war with my spleen. There you go.
The email address is yourartificialfriends@gmail.com, and got one from Carla, who is a consistent fan of the podcast for some reason. Hello, boys. I'm standing in line at Michael's and see the dreaded circus peanuts. Didn't know they would have candy at Michael's.
I don't think they use them for candy. I think they use them for construction bricks.
Oh, they like glue it to, yeah, okay, exactly. I see. It's craft projects. She says,
spray paint them in their little stones for out in front
that
of
makes
your
sense.
House.
Exactly. I see the dreaded circus peanuts, but on top, on the rack, she sent a picture, is the whorehound candy.
That's
what Andy talked about. Natural herbal flavor. Whorehound old-fashioned hard candies.
That sounds
terrible.
Terrible.
It was so good. And I'll tell you what. When I didn't have any ginger candy and I was feeling a little nauseous, Whorehound candy is a good second place thing. It's a little licky candy.
Made with natural whorehound herb tea brewed and steeped in copper kettles to enhance the whorehound flavor.
Jesus.
Yeah. But not only is it just above the circus peanuts, but it's just diagonally up from the Werther's original.
There you go, old people
now,
food.
Mm-hmm. Now, just so to make this clear, it's not whore flavor, it's the flavor of her hound.
It's neither one of those, you idiot.
What does that horse dog taste like? There you go. Try one of these, kids.
Here's an email from Ed. Good morning, guys. Listener Ed from Apple Valley. This is for Andy's love of pie, if you know what I mean. That was my addition. There is a little town in northeast San Diego County called Julian. They have little shops, bed and breakfast places, a gold mine tour, but best of all, they have apple/boysenberry pie that is out of this world.
Yeah, I've been to that pie shop. It's incredible. It's incredible, that pie shop. Great. Have you been to Julian?
I've never been to Julia.
That Josh, yeah. You're closer to it. It's a fun trip to go to Julian.
All right. Weekend trip type of thing.
Oh, God. Did I tell you about what we did last week?
Let's finish the statement, though.
I can't wait to tell you. But Julian, this is a great suggestion. This is Carla making the suggestion?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You drive down towards San Diego, and then you...
No, I'm sorry. It's Ed. Ed Squires.
Oh, Ed. You're driving down towards San Diego, and then you all of a sudden just jerk the wheel to the left, and you go east.
Okay.
And you go up into the mountains, and it's up there. I swear to God, we went to Julian and walked around, cute little shops, that pie shop that's just great. And honest to God, standing on one of the street corners was an alpaca.
What the hell?
Seriously?
Yeah. There was a fucking alpaca just standing on one of the street corners. I'm like, what? What's going on here? Where's it? Who owns this alpaca?
Did it get out, or is it a town pet or what?
I don't know.
Nobody thinking twice about it. Just
no. There was no sign on it. There was no sign on it.
Somebody spray painted.
No one around that seemed to own it, but there was. Clearly an alpaca, wow. unless there was something in the pie, and I just saw an alpaca on the corner.
Let me give you one from Heather here. Just finished listening to Goodbye Ugly. That was the name of
two episodes ago.
And my curiosity was piqued when Larry mentioned dog bread. That was one of my Texas contributions to the White Trash Cookbook. So I Googled, the images that came up are too funny not to share, and she shared those with me, and there's a, if you Google dog bread and then click on images, it's pretty funny. It is not anything remotely close to what I grew up eating when I was a kid. Also, I have a suggestion for the White Trash Cookbook. This is good for you, Josh. One of my favorite Pittsburgh delicacies is the strawberry pretzel salad. In quotes, salad.
I think I've had that. Yeah, okay. It's like a Jello salad. I think it's like a one of those weird. What is that? What do they call it? Like a seven cup salad or no? What I'm talking about? It's like whipped cream and yogurt.
It looks like a pie. I mean, it looks like it's made as a pie. And I can give you the ingredients. There's a topping: two packages of Jello strawberry flavored gelatin, two boxes of frozen sweetened strawberries thawed, and a couple of cups of boiling water, obviously, for the gelatin. Then the crust is a pretzel crust. You crush them up, add butter and sugar. Then the filling is Cool Whip frozen whipped topping, a cup of sugar, and the ever-present cream cheese.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I'm in.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Thank you for that.
I had a delicious white trash snack this week that I wanted to bring up that I encourage everybody to try. I think it's Lay's. They came out with, it's just a regular potato chip, but they put the seasoning from Cool Ranch Doritos on it. So it's a Cool Ranch Dorito potato chip.
Oh.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like anything that's too crazy, but once you dive in, you're like, this is the best of both worlds. Like, you didn't really realize how much of a... how much Cool Ranch Doritos is its own thing. You know what I mean? It's not just ranch. It's a Cool Ranch.
It's
and that's
cool
what,
ranch.
Yeah, exactly.
What would be the distinction between just ranch and Cool Ranch? Is there wintergreen in it? I don't know. What makes it cool?
There's some cool cigarettes.
with a K.
Cool Ranch.
It's got a menthol filter on it. I get it.
What we made? What we made last week?
What?
We made some homemade ice cream.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You should have done that with the pie, man.
Got out the KitchenAid ice cream maker attachment, the chill bowl, and we made, and this was my idea. Butterscotch ice cream.
Oh,
that's so old people.
It was so old people, but do you know how we made it? You take brown sugar and butter.
Yeah.
And you kind of melt that down a little bit, right?
Right.
And then you mix in, pure whipping cream to that. And then separately from that, you take, you take bourbon.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, you put bourbon in, and you put that in that mixture as well, and it boils off the alcohol part of it and mm-hmm. just leaves behind that bourbony taste. And you mix that with half and half and cream and sugar and put all that stuff together and egg yolks and just, you know, lightly saute it or simmer it or whatever until it's all mixed together. Then you chill that, and then you put that into the freezing bowl and you stir it up until it turns delicious. But oh my God, it never dawned on me that butterscotch was that, you know, came from
old
the
people?
Taste of bourbon. Yeah, no, it was just great.
I gotta say, so butterscotch good. Was for a big chunk of my childhood my go-to candy, my go-to flavor, like Dairy Queen butterscotch sundae. I occasionally venture into strawberry just to kind of mix it up a little bit, but butterscotch sundae, man, that was my deal. That was my
thing. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. It's good. And when they would take like a soft serve cone and dip it in the butterscotch, like magic shell stuff. Oh, so good. Let me tell you what we did last week.
I hear butterscotch and I think of those shitty little yellow candies, and I'm like,
those are tasty. Shut up.
Yeah, those things.
Take it back.
You get butterscotch out of your mouth.
They're just poor people Werther's.
They're old people
church food. That's what they are.
Let me tell you what we did last week.
And if they're in the same purse with dentine, then they take on the dentine flavor. Now you got like this butterscotch.
Dentine?
Yeah.
Do they still make dentine?
That's what old people chew. They chew dentine and eat butterscotch candies in church.
And drink a tab.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Let me tell you, in my grandparents' bathroom, Lavoris was the mouthwash of choice.
And they take Bear. When they got a headache, they get out the bottle of Bear.
No, it was, what's the powder? What's the powder? Then the little sleeves goody, of powder.
You know, goodies headache powders.
Oh God!
Old people medicine.
Dentine still exists. They just livened up the logo and have like dentine ice and dentine.
Have you ever tried the black licorice gum? Black Cat. Have you ever tried that? Or do you like licorice?
Yeah.
Oh, that stuff's awesome.
That smacks of old people food.
Oh, totally.
Don't be bagging on butterscotch and go to Black Cat.
I've got the ultimate old people breath mint.
Oh, wait, can I guess? Oh, okay, yes. Okay. Is it Velamints?
No.
Oh, okay.
Older than that.
Oh, go for it. Let me hear this.
I don't know if they still make it or not.
Well, my grandfather always had a roll of wintergreen lifesavers in his pocket. Always.
It's not that.
And it always tasted like his pocket, never like, I mean, it was just like, it's always half open, you know?
In a roll of tissues.
Because once you start opening them up, you know, it's like you just kind of wad the paper back on top, but it doesn't really, it tasted like pennies and lint. It tasted like
just the top one.
yeah, the rest. Yeah, can I have the second one, Grandpa? Second one in the roll?
You know, you got a fresh one if it didn't taste like pockets.
Pennies and lint may give Hulk poop a run for its money this week. My dad always had a roll of certs.
Yeah,
certs. Holy crap, yes.
Yep. And a roll of Rolaids that were always open in his pocket. He went back and forth between the two.
Do you remember that shitty gum that was a square that had like goo in it?
Oh, the squirt gum.
Yeah, that stuff. That's old people gum right there.
Yes. I can't remember the name of it, though.
Yeah, it was just this weird sensation. Not for me.
That was a kid gum when I was growing up. So
The gum that squirts.
How do they get the goo inside the gum? That's weird.
Freshen up gum.
Yeah. Good call.
Freshen up gum.
The freshen up gum that goes squirt.
Yeah,
those commercials are hilarious to watch because it's all a bunch of people popping the gum in their mouth and going, "Oh!" and like something just squirted in my mouth. That's what they're saying.
I just took a gum load. What a refreshing minty gum load I just took.
That is the hardest I've ever laughed after spending $1,000 on Chemex.
We're just here to make your life better, Andy.
Thank you. The old people, the oldest people, like the greatest generation old people.
Yeah, right? Oldest
breath
of old
mint,
people.
You may not have even heard of this. It's so old. Sensen.
I was going to say the little black crap.
Yeah, the little anise flavored.
That stuff. I remember somebody telling me that was for Alkies.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's what they put that stuff underneath their tongue.
Most of the alcoholics in my life were using a nice little bottle spray of Banaka.
A little Banaka blast.
Yeah.
That was what we used in school when after they would like smoke a joint or something, or they go home, they'd put that stuff in their mouth. Yeah, I guess drinking too. Yeah. Forgot about that crap.
I remember, who was it? I believe it was the Stevie Cawthon, the jockey, and some female tennis player that did commercials for Tic Tacs.
I was just going to say, I remember when Tic Tacs were a big deal, and I don't know why they were such a frickin' big deal.
And they, like, I remember when there used in your to be mouth like, and get a Tic Tac whack. And they used to-
Boy, that's almost as good as, I mean, they were trying to catch up with, the gum that squirts in your mouth. Wow.
That was back when there was like 6,000 flavors of Tic Tacs, too. Remember, you'd go like through the grocery line, they'd be sitting there and there would just be like a million of those little boxes of different colors. Now I think there's only like three.
I'm still a Tic Tac fan.
I have
Tic Tacs in my car now.
Okay. I think they're a waste of time. I think they're a waste of a mint.
You take four of them and you put them just right in your, in between your lips, and it looks like you've got the biggest caps in the world. It's pretty great.
I mean, I go back to the OG Tic Tacs. It was just the white minty ones. That was it for the longest time.
But it was the
packaging and the I mean, it was really new because it was Lifesavers inserts. That was it. So it was the roll of stuff, and there was always that, grossness of it being exposed after you open it up. But here was a little compartment you got to keep the stuff in, and it had like a little egg shape, and it was like powerful, and it was because it was small. This was also around the time of eggs hosiery.
Right.
So that shape apparently was test marked by somebody and was like, the egg shape really resonates with consumers.
Do you think it was on TV with Mork from Mork.
Are Tic Tacs old people food?
Like kind of.
Yeah, I think they are.
No. I think Tic Tacs are timeless.
That's a bold statement to say about Tic
Tacs. The best Tic Tac.
It doesn't feel
all
old people food to me because I had it when I was a kid. So that's
right, but did you buy them or did you get them from old people?
Okay, No. Old people did not buy Tic Tacs. Old people were still holding on to their wintergreen Lifesavers.
Now, see, I think a Tic Tac is a church food, and if it's a church food, then it's an old people food.
Well, that's a different story. Tic Tac was a mom food for me. Because I didn't want that stuff in my pockets, but there were always Tic Tacs in my mom's purse.
Like, I don't think I've ever bought a box of Tic Tacs in my life. I don't think I would just buy the thing beside it. I'm like, it's old people food. I don't want to carry it around. Makes that stupid little noise. Everywhere I'm going. It's like,
right.
And you don't exactly look cool popping one of those son of a bitches in your mouth.
I don't know. The commercials made it look super cool. Yeah.
They also make like the twins from what was it? The Wrigley's gum commercials. They always have the twins.
The double mint.
Yeah.
Double mint gum. Yeah. Double mint gum sucked, by the way. Yeah.
So did Juicy Fruit.
No! Juicy Fruit was delicious. Fruit
was delicious for 40 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say, it fell into the fruit stripe category where it was super delicious, and then just shit the bed.
I did like Big Red.
Red's
okay.
The best Tic Tac is definitely the light green, wintergreen ones. But did you know?
I enjoyed the orange.
Have you ever noticed?
Orange is nice.
The wintergreen Tic Tacs have a softer texture than the white ones. The white ones are harder than the light green ones.
Maybe they were just, you got a fresh batch.
No. I'm telling you. Trust me. Go to the grocery store and pick up a package of white ones, fresh ones right there, and a pack of wintergreen ones right next to it, and have a green one and a white one. And I'll guarantee you bite into the green.
I might take this challenge. I might have to do it next week.
Good, because I guarantee you I am not.
Wasn't I supposed to make something this week, too? Wasn't I supposed to mix like macaroni and cheese? And
you were going to do the.
I forgot about that shit.
The Kraft macaroni and cheese mix, a can of chicken and cream of mushroom soup.
Yes, that's it. That's what
you said. You would never forget those three ingredients, is what you said.
I turned this computer off and immediately wiped that from my mind. Never remembered it again.
Yep. All right. Yeah. By the way, I think that a part of the foreword of your White Trash Cookbook should be a delineation and exhaustive list of all old people foods and church foods.
I feel that church foods fall is a subcategory of old people food. Like, it can't be a church food unless it's an old people
It's already an old food. I think I would agree with that. The number of casseroles that I had to bypass at all our, you know, little church covered, the covered dish. Bring in a covered dish.
If it comes out of a purse while you're in church, it's old people food 100% of the time. That's one of the main things.
So like pork rinds would be old people food, but they wouldn't be church food.
No, church food has to be something that is snuck in to eat quietly.
Peanut brittle would be old people food, but not church food.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't be sticking your fingers in your mouth to get the stuff out of your teeth.
Like, I'm not going to bring out chili dog for church, you know what I mean? But like the idea of church food, though, is always that it's like concealed in a purse. It's something that you can, because you don't want to be caught eating in church, right? So it's primarily candy. There really isn't any savory church food, unless you count jerky, but I don't see many moms carrying jerky around their purse. And if they did, they're the greatest moms of all time. But you hear that, moms? If you're listening and you want your boy to love you, carry jerky into church.
Jerky in the purse.
I gotta make a note though to get
purse
some
jerky
sense.
Is what that's called.
I get some sense in. I need some sense in my life.
You
again.
Don't though. Yeah, trust me. I can. I'm just feeling that taste, my eyes are already starting to water because it's like a combination of like black licorice and like hand soap. It's just it's just nasty.
To me, that scent that it gave off, if somebody had one, was usually mixed not with alcohol but with tobacco. Somebody trying to like get rid of their smoker's breath, big hint here, didn't work at all. It was just sin mixed with tobacco, and that combination is toxic and putrid.
And if you remember, that shit's not even gum, it's just like chips. It's like slate. It's like small little chips. You don't even chew it. You like stick it under your tongue and let it melt.
Oldtimecandy.com says, we're sad to announce that Sensen has been discontinued by the manufacturer and our supply is sold out.
Hey, you know what you can do?
We are disappointed too.
What you should do is next time you're making your butterscotch ice cream, you make a batch of Sensen.
Here's the thing. I found it on eBay. Somebody has a pack. You know how big a packet of Sensen is? Yeah.
It's
like the size of a lens wipe for your glasses.
Yeah. Exactly.
How much?
And a wet nap. Somebody is selling one of those little packets for $46.95. and here's the thing.
There's bids
on it.
It
says they've sold 74 of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I see them ranging from as little as $39 to as much as $49.99. So, yeah.
Oh, wow, man. That's bullshit for something that tastes so shitty.
I want to go into somebody's house and see one of those like on their mantle. like in one of those little plastic baseball boxes, you know what I mean? They're like, here, I got a vintage Sensen packet. It's just sitting up in their like china cabinet or something.
This is the way it's described. It's a type of breath freshener originally marketed as a, quote, breath perfume in the late 19th century. That's not old people food. That's dead people food. That's going way back.
it's terrible stuff. It's terrible. All right, hey, we got a couple of phone calls.
Yeah, let's get
friends.
Through those.
If you want to call this here podcast, what you do is you pick up the phone and you dial 626-657-6428 or OAMUCKPM HAT. Goddamn pet hospital calling again. Leave me alone.
Is that one of the calls we have to take?
Yeah. I don't know. Did you just spend $1,000 in 30 minutes? Because that's amazing. That's absolutely fucking amazing. Here we go. This is our first call. You ready?
Yep.
Gentlemen, how's it going? It's Ron from Claremont. Question about the whole redneck cookbook thing, or white trash cookbook.
There it is.
Does chopping up cooked hot dogs in the mac and cheese, Kraft mac and cheese, does that count as white trash?
Absolutely.
And should I pair it with a nice old Milwaukee or a Pabst Blue Ribbon? Just a quick, just a culinary culinary question I have for you guys. All right, have a good one. Later.
Yeah, I don't even know if that qualifies for the cookbook because it's such a staple, right? It's like that's one you just everybody knows.
I think the real question here is what do we pair it with? Do we pair it with the Pabst Blue Ribbon and Old Milwaukee? And you know what? I think those two choices are perfect, and it's just, you know, user's choice. Either one's spot on. I think I'd go Old Milwaukee. Andy, what about you?
I think I'd have Sin Sin with it.
Oh.
Right. Imagine Sin Sin and cheese.
Jesus.
Oh, man. You're a little too obsessed with the Sin Sin thing.
Yeah. I still taste that crap.
Yeah. Stop mentioning it.
It has an alang alang to it.
Something. It's like detergent and candy. It's just, it's like, ugh, it's eating licorice and chugging Dawn.
Here we go. Here's our other phone call for today. Here we are.
Hey, Josh, Andy, Larry, and sometimes Sam.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is Steven from Fresno, California, the chili bean of the San Joaquin. Going back to your chainsaw story, there was an episode of the Family Guy. For some reason, there was a cutaway when Peter Griffin had a chainsaw and he found one. Oh, yeah, he was, he found a new art. He carved something in a stump, a bear or something in an old stump. And, but with the chainsaw, after he was done with that, he took the thing into the bedroom, chainsaw still running. And his excuse for keeping it running in the house, in the bedroom, with a layer of smoke on the ceiling, the reason for leaving it running is because, like, you know what? It's like, have you ever tried to start a chainsaw? I'm gonna leave that thing running for months, weeks, and years. If I have to leave it, I'll add gas to it while it's still running because. You ever tried to start a chainsaw? Yeah. You'll pull your arm off before you get the damn thing started at times. And that is the truth. When you're trying to start a chainsaw or anything gas-powered at that, you know, anytime you're working in the yard or anything gas-powered, you're pulling your arm off trying to start the thing, and you might get it started within two pulls if you're lucky. But all right, guys. Thank you.
That's.
You guys have a great week. I hope to hear you guys here real soon. Love you guys.
That's
Sam. Come home eventually. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right.
Have you guys ever had like worse than a chainsaw? You know what's worse to start is a snowblower. Because now you're dealing with the elements, right? Because the only time you need to start a snowblower is when there's like a blizzard or something going on. You got to go out there. It's been sitting out there all year. Starting a snowblower is the worst. My old man used to have a can of ether. He'd spray it.
Can of ether?
Yeah, I had a can. I think it was ether. He'd can and he would spray it in the carburetor. I don't know. Maybe it was the carburetor or something. It would super
warm boost it.
Yeah, just enough to get it to like start. But we'd have to spend once every winter, we'd have to spend 30, 45 minutes out in the middle of a blizzard trying to figure out how to get the damn snowblower started.
Did you huff it?
No, I just...
The ether?
Who
has ether? Talk about old people stuff.
When you need to start a snowblower in the middle of the January, that's what you use ether for.
You're talking about the family that was starting a fire for s'mores with motor oil, Andy. So they were using all sorts of.
Maybe it wasn't ether. I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't know. It was a can of something that was highly combustible.
It might as well be ether. Yeah. Might as well.
Is ether combustible? Is it super combustible?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. Let me call back to 1910 and find out.
Okay, go whip me up a batch of butterscotch homemade ice cream.
it was fucking good. It was really good.
Well, now what did you top? You know what? Did you put like any nuts in it?
I got overruled on the nuts.
When
no organs, no nuts. All right,
that's right. Pull up my organ and taste my nuts.
All right, stop it.
Well. Where can people get a hold of you? How
can people get a hold of you, Josh?
By the way, I'm Larry Morgan. That's Josh Fleeger. This is Andy Chanley and Sam Farmer's on assignment.
Just under the wire.
Yeah.
Josh, how can people get a hold of you?
JoshuaJFleeger@gmail.com.
Larry?
Your artificial friends at gmail.com if you want to check in with the show, and follow me on Instagram at the Larry Morgan. Andy?
You can get a hold of my organ. Ooh. No. You can reach out to me. It's DJ Andy Chanley on the Facebook, Andy_Chanley on Twitter, and Andy Chanley on Instagram. And don't forget 626-657-6428 if you have a phone call. Yeah. If it just can't wait.
And check out best wishes to Tuxie and your spleen.
Yep.
So. And my pocketbook. Thank you so much.
Speaking of which, check out yafcrap.com.
Yeah.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treacherous friendships, and
they just did.
They're over.
To this podcast.
This one here. We're finally getting our footing.
Bye, everybody.